An argument in favor of farmers having the right to repair. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
When I was a kid growing up on the farm long, long ago, I never gave a thought to the potential risks involved in some of the work I was doing. Looking back, it's a miracle I survived. If your children are doing farm work, make sure they know how to do that work safely. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Theo Brown was one of the more influential engineers at John Deere in the first half of the 20th century. Today, his grandson, Willie Cade, is a leader in the right-to-repair movement. He says Deere and other machinery giants are fighting attempts to give farmers legal access to key information needed to make certain repairs.
Here is this magnificent company that builds incredible products, you know, that is really a family legacy. And there's this pompous something who just is misrepresenting it, and it's causing all kinds of harm and pain for people.
Cade says machinery companies often refuse to be involved in efforts to legislate right to repair.
Farmers are resourceful, and to say that they can't figure it out, it's insulting, frankly. And then the other excuse that they often use is, well, farmers are just going to abuse the tool. And again, that's just insulting.
And says Cade, when equipment makers do get involved, it's to lobby against right to repair.
One of the things that manufacturers often talk about in hearings is, well, we want a free market and the free market will solve all of this. Well, what they really mean is we want to be free to do whatever we want to do.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.